Story time. The time during the episode where we talk about what happened last week during our campaigns, our favorite moments, what we learned about ourselves, and what we learned about each other. Please join us now as we enjoy story time.
All right, Chris, so we're back again for story time, and we are going to tell a little story time about what happened in your campaign.
Yeah.
The campaign on the Salarian Islands. So let's get into it and talk about what exactly happened, which, once again, I played Maglev, and I might be a little hazy on some things because my character is seeping into my own actual player. Yeah, into me, into the player.
Yep. So we left off last time we played, and the last story time you heard was we the characters chased after you guys, as the characters chased after this guy who was in brown robes that Howie had ended up seeing, followed him into an alleyway, he got killed, you went back to the wolf pack and fell asleep for the night. And you woke up the next morning, started to have breakfast, and the owner of the wolf pack came up to you, whose name is Loshmar, and said to you, "Hey, like, how did your night go? What's going on?" You guys kind of explained to him, because some of your players have better relationships with him than some of the other
charismatic
ones.
Charismatic abilities.
Oh, yeah. Better than Maglath, I think. They have better charismatic abilities. And so, you guys were sitting at breakfast, explained, what was going on, and he said, you should go and talk to Harlan Planer, who is a man who's a part of the Salarian Council, who knows all about these mysterious religions and cults in the island. And so you guys set off to go and find out more about, like, who these guys wearing brown clothing with red and yellow lining were. And so you went to go and see Harlan Planer. So you guys walked into the Salarian Council building, and you decided to go, like, you guys went up to the counter, and there was a couple halflings working behind the counter, and they were like, "Yeah, you can get in to see Harlan Planer, but it's going to be a few hours before you are able to get inside to see him. He's pretty busy the whole day." And so Howie, who's now starting to discover more of his druidic powers, decided to cast, I can't remember if it was like fog or some sort of smoke spell out of the cup.
Low-level fog spell, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and so out of this cup starts rising this fog, smoke, opaque color that you can't see through, and the halfling just starts freaking out and throws it across the room as like a little, like, I'm trying to figure out Howie. Like, he's this dude who's got, like,
Tyler is trying to figure out Howie. I think Tyler has a little bit difficult of a time trying to figure out who his characters are, and in the meantime, they're just up for anything.
Well, they're just tricksters for the most part. It's kind of what it turns into. And so he's like this guy who, or this a Howie creature who's a deer folk who loves these very profound statements, and yet every once in a while does these things where it's like, dude, who are you exactly? Like, what? Who are you? What are you doing exactly? And so that was fun. He did that, and then it was like, okay, do you guys want to do anything around the town? He told you a couple of hours, and it was just you basically just had to wait until you could get in to see him. And so we just kind of said, all right, you go off and do some things. We're not going to really role play him because there's not anything of particular interest that anybody wanted to do. And then you came back and started to have a conversation with Harlan Planer about these cults and who these people are and, what is going on with these people blowing up the Amber Dictator. And so he said, I have an idea of who these people are. I have an idea of what they're kind of doing, but it's not something that I'm particularly, wise about. But being the guy who he is, he has connections. So he knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, knows somebody who knows something about this particular cult that you're talking about. And he sent you in the direction of Ashtar Vesh, one of his old friends who lived out in the middle of nowhere, secluded from all of civilization. And so he said, well, before that, do you remember what he made part of your group do? We were missing a couple people that night.
You set this up. We were missing two people, so you set it up, and you're like, this guy needs us to do a favor for him, before he tells us about this person who could actually help us, perhaps. And so, like, he talks about this this forest that's on another island that basically the other island, what's the island's name?
Pohi.
Pohi is basically, it's all forest, basically, right?
Yeah, the whole thing is, yep.
That's where our Camilo brothers, our friends, are, like, from. And he's, like, setting it up. He's like, yeah, I need this special mushroom from this place. And so it's so funny because you're setting this up to be the side quest that the characters who are not there go on. But all of us took it as, oh, cool, we're going to the island of Pohi and we're going to have to find a mushroom. And I'm sure we're going to come across dangerous creatures in this forest along the way. And we're all set for that. And then they're
like, well, because Zyvier had said at one point in time, like, I want to go and explore that.
We were all excited. And not that, like, it turned out great, but it was like, and then you're like, no, 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 that's for these two guys who aren't here. And we're like, what? We wanted to go to Pohi.
You just got us so excited about going. Yeah.
But yeah, so they went to find that mushroom for Harlan because Harlan's a jerk and won't just give us the information that we need. And the rest of us set off to the marshes of Len to seek out Asher or Vess, this mysterious figure clouded in mystery.
Yeah. And so you guys had to travel quite a few days. I think it was like 5 days or so total across, you know, this country. I looked at my map. Do you remember this? When I was looking at my map and I was like, I forgot to draw a road through this plains. Probably not safe.
Oh, that's good. We don't have to go all the way around.
Because it would have been much longer period. So you guys got to the city of Yelm probably like, I think it was like 5 or so days later of traveling across this island. So it's a fairly big island that you guys are on. And you got to the town of Yelm. And you went into the closest bar that you could find, bar/inn that you could find within the city. And you ran into a barkeeper there who didn't necessarily believe that Harlan Planer had the best in mind for you guys as you were headed to the Marshes of Len. Because they've heard of Ashtar Vesh. They've heard of the Marshes of Len. Not a lot of people travel into the Marshes of Len because people don't really trust what's going on there because it's never, that's not the way that place has always been. It's never always been the Marshes of Len. And so do you remember some of the things that he said to you before you guys went into the marshes?
He told us not to trust her. He told us also not to trust what we see, that everything we see might not actually be reality. So we went into the marshes after that, very like cautious like mentality with everything, but and we'll talk about it. Like there were things that whether or not we were like able to, there were points where it was like you didn't have time to go. This could not be real because it was like, oh my gosh, this is happening to us. So
you guys headed out into the marshes of Len, not really sure what to expect. Like there's not any really guide markers. They told you to follow along the wall of the mountain, and eventually you would find her house, which would be like a log cabin with a roof that looks like it's been completely covered in moss. And so you guys are going, and it's tough going. It's not anything that's super easy. It's pretty dense. It's pretty wet. I mean, it's a typical swamp that you would think of. It's not super easy to travel through. And so you get through the first night, or you get through the first day of traveling, and you get to the first night, and then something happened with your character that was really interesting. You had a dream one night.
Yeah, I had a dream. There was a volcano, an active one, right? It wasn't going off?
Yeah.
There was a volcano erupting in the background of my dream, and it's like erupting. I see in front of me this like really gross, weird, big bird, like I want to say like demonic, like bird kind of creature, very like monsterish, scary looking. And
you see other weird creatures around that are much smaller fighting, and you see some guys that look like they're dressed like you fighting around other creatures as well. So,
and I look down at my own arm, and it is not the gray tattooed arm of Maglath, the Goliath barbarian bounty hunter, but I look at myself and I appear to be a dwarf. I do have a tattoo, but he's not as heavily tattooed as Maglath, and the tattoos aren't the same. I have a tattoo of a wolf howling on my right arm, And all of a sudden, this bird comes at me, and basically we both get one hit in, and then I wake up out of this dream state. Maglath is sleeping up against a tree. He like wakes up and pulls his like one of his hand axe out and like just swings it. And I forget who was on watch at the moment.
I don't remember who.
But
I think
they
it was Howie
they just like
was
looked at
watch.
Me like, what the heck? I looked at them. I clutched my bag because I still don't trust them. And I like went back to sleep.
And then so after that, you guys got up. I believe it was after like it was pretty early in the morning. You guys got up, continued through, and you had another night of travel into the marshes because once again, it's very. Very heavily wooded, very, very wet, very dense foliage. Like it took a little while for you guys to get through. You guys went to sleep again, and something interesting came into play because that barkeep told you, don't believe anything that you see going on around you. And so first watch happened, nothing happened. Second watch happened, and Zyvir was on watch.
Yep.
And he remembers seeing these plants open up, and like this
Zyvir is our tiefling warlock, just to remind everybody.
He's our tiefling warlock. Yep. And so he remembers seeing these like purplish plants open up and spores come out, but he doesn't really like he doesn't believe anything happened. And so he's the thing that happens next, he doesn't actually think is happening. And what ended up happening to you guys, the people that were sleeping?
I don't remember who woke up first or what happened that like who first realized, but basically, whether it was real or not, we started becoming like eaten by the ground. We were like sinking in to the ground. So I believe that Maglath woke up and he was covered up to his neck in dirt. And like everybody else is the same, including Hound. And so Zyvir runs over to...
Zyvir's just sitting on a log. Yeah. He's just chilling.
Yeah, he's
by
just
the fire.
Chilling. And he... He gets up and he starts trying to help, I believe, one of the Camilos and like trying to pull them out. And I think I rolled like a strength check and I raged. So because I was like, Hound is
you're freaking
Hound
out.
Is drowning. Yeah. I'm drowning. I need to save Hound. And like I was able to with he's pretty strong. I was able to like burst out of the ground and I ran over to Hound and first freed Hound. And then I ran over to Howie Chewchip and I grabbed him by the antlers and I just yanked him out of
the
ground
antlers.
By the antlers.
It's like the equivalent of grabbing a dwarf's beard and pulling on it.
And so we're all free at this point because Zyvir helped Hanta the Camilo. And so we're all out. And at this point, Maglath is like, why did you let us, like you were on watch, like why did you let us sink? You could have killed, like Hound could have been killed. So Maglath rushes over like to Zyvir and basically just decks him in the face, and we start a little bit of a fight, and he's yelling like, I didn't know, like this just happened, and like I'm yelling, why did you let me try to why did you let Hound almost die? And like we got in a pretty big argument, which was fun. And it was fun because like I'm looking at our friend Jason and I'm just like, sorry dude, this is not against you, this is just Maglath.
Yeah, well, because he remembers through that night watching you guys slowly sink.
Yep.
But once again, he just like I had him roll a wisdom save for, you know, whatever happened to him with the spores. He passed it with flying colors, but he didn't know that he passed it high enough, and I said, you keep seeing them sink into the moss, and he's like, okay, I let them sink.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those things I was like, oh, okay, we'll let it happen. Good thing you didn't fall asleep during the night, because otherwise, you know, you guys would have been in deep trouble. And so after that, you guys just kind of were like, all right, we're tired. We just fought our way out of this algae moss stuff that tried to eat us. We'd better keep going. And so it took you guys about another half a day or so to get to where you finally see. Well, no. First, you guys came around a corner and you see like this statue in the middle of what looks to be a cemetery. And what happened when you guys entered into that cemetery as you were rounding the corner?
All of a sudden, I believe we felt the ground shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's this hut you forgot to mention, but there's this grody looking old hut. Basically we're like, okay, maybe this is, we're thinking maybe this is
kind of fits the description
Asher lives. But all of a sudden, the ground starts to shake, and out of these graves that are in this circle formation around this statue, skeletons start popping up. And thus begins the part where we rolled for initiative, and it was a glorious moment, in my opinion, because I had been waiting for battle with Maglath. And what was great was I didn't even have to try and do any of the like subtle like, oh, I wonder if Maglath has fought skeletons before, because I had Warhammer out. That's his main weapon. So I was like, fantastic. I know this will do well. And we started this battle with skeletons, and we were just like bashing these skeletons left and right. They're attacking us. And in the
some of you guys got pretty injured.
Oh, yeah. Well, Hound actually went down. And I believe Hound actually went down because Howie used a spell, an area.
No, it was before. He went down because he got hit with 6 points of damage from the skeleton.
And he doesn't have a lot of health. He's a
dog. He had 5 health.
But then Howie used a area effect spell that I believe it was a sonic blast, and it pushed like some of the skeletons back. Well, he hits Hound as well, and I like
because he's looked just at my, inside
I looked at our
radius.
Friend Tyler. I'm like, if you killed Hound, I'm really sorry for what Maglath might do to you, because he is not going to react well to this.
No, not at
so
all.
So Hound gets pushed, and he is hurt like really, really bad, but I'm able to get over and heal him. And the battle goes on, and we're like smashing skeletons, and all of a sudden Howie is like, all right, well, we're out here fighting skeletons. Maybe Asher's inside. I might as well just yell out and see if what happens. And so he starts yelling out, and we hear a voice from inside the hut saying, who's there? And he's like, we are from
Harlan Planer.
Yeah,
sent
Harlan
us.
Planer sent us. And are you Asher? Come out and help us, please. Like, we're being attacked by skeletons in your front yard. And so all of a sudden the door opens, and Asher, an old woman, comes out, and all of a sudden the skeletons, they all, I believe, just return to their graves.
No, the last one fell to the ground when she walked outside of the door. Yep.
And so she welcomes us in at that point, and we go in. Maglath still clutching his Warhammer because he doesn't trust anyone. Especially people with graves that have skeletons that come to life in front of their yard.
Right. Well, I was surprised how easily Tyler and, you know, Howie, his character, trusted Ashtar to go inside the hut after she had, like, seemingly had control over these skeletons somehow.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to walk. She like offered tea to you and stuff. And she's like, oh yeah. Yep.
Before we went in though, Hound was downed. And so of course, Maglath rushes over and is like got like tears coming down his face. And that's when Xavier came over. And if you remember, we had that big fight, and I was like, why were you letting Hound drown in the ground? And
there's always been a little bit of tension between you.
Yeah.
Two.
Well, I mean, not as there definitely was from that point. I mean, there's been tension between Maglath and everybody because he only trusts his one friend, and he really only has one friend in the world besides Hound and the elephant. So,
well, and he's not with you,
and he's not with
either.
Me. So that was hard enough because he wasn't coming that night, Caleb. And so I was like, what do I do without my good friend? Like, what am I supposed to do in this situation? But so because like Hound went down, Xavier comes over and he offers a health potion, and Maglath, not trusting, like was like just giving him like a strict eye, because he's like, you almost let Hound die. And like he took a swig of it and like hands it over, and I was like, okay. And so I trusted it, like I since he didn't die, he took it, and I gave it to Hound. Hound got up, and I like gave Xavier a little nod because he ain't gonna hug him, but like there was like okay, that was good. Thank you for that. Yeah, a little bit of like damage control as far as Maglath is concerned. So
yeah, it helped preserve whatever little remnant there was of that relation, that possible relationship. So
but yeah, so that, I thought that was important for character development. But yeah, then we headed into Asher's house. She offers us some tea, and we start questioning her.
Yeah, because you guys had known, that's why you were coming. You had questions about who these people were, what they were up to, and and what their, you know, real agenda was. And she was also somebody who, I forgot to say this when you were talking to Harlan, you brought up the name Alzog, and he had no idea who you were talking about. And so that's why he sent, that's another reason why he sent you to go and talk to her. And so you start asking her about, like, who are these people? You pull out the bolt that shot the guy in the back, and you start asking her about who Alzog is. And basically you find out that the people that you're dealing with are the people that are part of the cult of the volcano, or, you know, as people call them, the volcanics, in this world. And so she also shows you this picture of who Alzog is. It's like kind of a old school, poorly drawn picture that she has just in some papers somewhere on one of her shelves. And what exactly did Alzog look like? Do you remember?
He looked like what I would say looked kind of like a Balor demon from my memory.
A little bit, yeah. just a skosh.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. And so you kind of get this idea of like, oh, okay. They are trying to, and she like went through this whole history of like who Alzog was, and there's been a battle with him before, and how the people that were buried outside were the people that originally fought him at the base of Mount Valo. And so at this point, Zyvir's cogs are turning, and he's like, oh, okay, because he's had a dream as well at this point in time. And so he was asking questions about like, well, who are these people? Did they fight demons in the past? Like, did they have tattoos on their forearms and whatnot? And she was just like, I can't tell you exactly all of that stuff, but I know that these six outside were originally at one point in a battle dealing with Alzog. They ended up banishing him again and putting up protection so that he could never come back to this plane. But it looks like there's a couple of people, or the, you know, this cult of the volcanics that are starting to try and bring him back once again for whatever reason. And so she, at that point, says, I have nothing else to share with you. Like, that's all of the information that I have. And so you guys kind of said like your goodbyes, and Zyvir was like, well, if I ever need anything about this again, can we come back and see you? And she's like, oh yeah, you can come back, like, that's no problem. Just let me know beforehand and the skeletons won't come out again. So that was an interesting part for you guys to have this connection with this lady who a lot of people think is crazy, because she like ruined, like, the marshes weren't always the marshes until she showed up, and there's these legends about her and this lore behind her that the people of Yelm kind of know, and that's part of the reason why they were telling you not to go there in the first place, because she's not trustworthy, she destroys things, yada, yada, yada. And as you guys are leaving, do you remember what she was doing outside with the skeletons and the bones?
She basically did the Treebeard or Tom Bombadil, away with you, go back to sleeping. And they like all went, like came back up, reanimated, and went back into their graves.
Yep. And she started burying them again. And she had said that these are my friends that came here with me, and they've all passed away by this point in time. So you guys left. You left Ashtar's place. You ended up going back through the city of Yelm. You made your way out of the marshes of Len, traveled back across the island, and got all the way back to the city of Mortendale. And you're basically sitting there waiting for your other two members of the group, Solas and Caesar, to make their way back from getting that mushroom as a favor to Harlan Planer.
And we get to play that this week, and I'm excited to have my good buddy Caleb and Solas as the player character back and see where we go from there.
Yeah, it'll be good. So stick around for a couple weeks from now for another story time that will cover that area. But until then, we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to this week's story time. We hope you've enjoyed these moments from our campaigns, stories about our characters and what they have done within our worlds. We hope that you have enjoyed your time here, and we hope that you come back again next week for another edition of Storytime.